Accession number 758, Mr. Willis, Reel 1.
A little bit about your early life, Mr. Willis. You were born in Southsea in 1883. Tell me about your background.
Background?
A wee bit. Mother was a widow, remember you saying. How old were you when father died?
I don't know. But when I was 2 and a half, he left mother with 7 children. 2 boys, 5 girls. I was the baby. He owned the mill out Southsea. The mill was situated at the back of the Albert Road School. Do you know it at all?
Don't know it.
Yeah. And it was in Wisborough Road. And there was a mill there. And it belonged to him. My eldest sister was born there. His father was a doctor, Dr. Willis of Avon. My father, I don't know whether he was a doctor or what. I've heard he was a doctor, but on my birth certificate, it's got a miller. Right, that was that. When I was, of course, mother brought us up. She brought us up all right, to be honest.
Life must have been quite difficult, though, for you.
Yeah. Well, I went to school. Where mother kept a little shop in Hertford Street. That's not Southsea. I had to go. It was our shop, and there was a school entrance right just across the road. And then Church Street School. I went there up until... In those days, you could leave school if you could get a job. Well, I got a job just before I was 13. And I was a page boy at a big house in Kingston Crescent. In Portsmouth at that time, there was a big clothiers called Porter Brothers. Well, it was their private residence, and I was there. I got the princely sum of 3 shillings per week. No food, no nothing. I didn't need to get a cup of tea. From them I went there. I left and I went out to to one of their shops at King's Road, Southsea. There I got 5 and 6 pence a week. I was there for a time when... I got sacked from there. I was late one morning and that was that. So I got another job being an apprentice to the bootmaker. My uncle got me the job. But now, I didn't like it. I hated it. So I went down one morning. I asked the governor for a couple of hours off. He said, yeah. I went down to the recruiting place down on the iron next to the main gate of the dockyard. There I joined up.
How old were you then?
Then? Well, when I joined up, 16 and 9 months.
But you told them you were a bit...
I was 18 and a quarter. Otherwise, I couldn't have got in as a cook's maid. Anyhow, that's been with me now ever since.
But you first told them, I think, you wanted to be a stoker.
Yes.
Why was that and what happened?
Well, I just went down and nothing happened to make me choose that one in particular for the simple this reason. They had no vacancies. I said, what else? Why don't I be a cook's maid? I said, all right. That suited me. I wanted to get away from the bootmaking. So that was that.
You weren't happy at all. And what about home life? Were you quite happy at home?
Oh, good Lord, yes. As happy as what do they say, something in clover. I was happy. I didn't know some. My mother was a good woman. She brought us up to be honest and that. And there was a bit of a struggle. I know, but when I took my man 3 shillings home every week, mother had 1/2 crown and I had 6p. Then if I had extra money, it was when our elder sister used to come and visit us. She was always travelling. And she used to give me a penny, because that was something in those days. But otherwise, it was just 6p a week. And then, as I say, I joined the Navy.
When you first went to the office, they told you you weren't quite big enough and you had to come back. Tell me about that.
Oh. When was I went down? May. I went down in the May. And I was 1/2 inch short in chest measurement. They told me to go home and get some broomstick exercise and eat plenty of pudding. I did. Well, mother always did make a lot of pudding. That's where I was brought up. And she, I got down there and I was 1/2 inch over. So it done a little bit of good, didn't it? And I think I was 5'11" something in height.
How did you know to put a bit on your age so that you could get in as a cook? Did someone advise you before that, or was this
I was prompted.
By who? And why?
Ah. By the warrant officer that was down there in charge. He said, I should be 17 in November. He said, no, you're not. He said, you're 18 and a quarter. I said, oh, am I? I said, right up. 18 1/4.
What reason would he have for saying that to you?
I don't know. Couldn't say. But I was prompting. That won't cause an uproar, will it? It's all right then. Otherwise you forget it. Yes. Well, as I say, I went across the old Duke of Wellington.
This was the training ship for cooks, assistant
cooks. Cooks, yes, right up in the fore part. And she was the drafting depot for all naval ratings. And I'm going to be rude. Shall I tell him, Sally? I'm going to be rude.
It's on tape there.
When I got there, the quartermaster said, all right, he said. And I was told to go up to sick bay, see the doctor. I saw there, he was a sergeant commander. Of course, the first thing was off the top part. Naked. Test your eyes, test your chest. Just a little, you know, just to say they'd done something. Then he said, drop your pants. And he said, turn round. I turned round. Bend down. He bent down. So he must have looked at me bum. Because he said, all right, pull your trousers up. He said, you're in. That was the doctor's medical... What's his name?
That was the usual routine, was it?
Yeah. Then when you come in from the ship and went into barracks or wherever it was, you had to go and see the doctor. And before you left barracks, when you were going on draft, you had to see the doctor.
How close was the inspection on these occasions? Did they just look at you and pass you, or did they give you a close...
Not like it is now. No, test your eyes. a sick birth attendant will come up to you and he put a piece of wood in your eye like that. What's that up there? So and so. That was your eye test. But your chest test and that was, sometimes they would, sometimes they wouldn't. As regards putting a tape measure around or anything like that. It's just that some might say, well, the doctor might say, you all right? Yes, sir. How do you feel? I'm all right, sir. Right.
What was the educational test for Cook entrance system?
None. As regards education, it didn't come in for years after I joined higher, what they called higher education. And it wasn't everybody that went in for it. You used to get very few doctors. You gradually got a bit stronger, and so it took time, you see.
Tell me about your training as a cook in Duke of Wellington. What happened?
Well, you were taken around the galley first off. Let me see. We had four galleys there. And I suppose the area that we had there was about the area of this bungalow. Well, these galleys weren't small things, you know. One of them, what we used to call Benham's, was a square thing, well, square iron box, you might say. And down that side was three ovens, 1, 2, 3. Same the other side. And in between, there was a fire here and a fire there. That is where the majority of the dinners used to be cooked. And you started training on them. You had a second-class petty officer in charge, and he'd got a long, thin piece of iron, the hook at the end, where he used to put it in the oven, hook the handle of the dish, which was that long, that wide, and that deep, and he'd pull them out and you put them down and he had what was a piece of thin steel, what we call a pricker, and he'd touch the meat and that, and if he thought it necessary he'd turn the meat over. Then that was put back in the oven. Then at the time, cooks were sounded at 12 o'clock punctual. The dinners were all looked out. And that. Then of course there was cook's mates on the other galleys, and you were changed all around. Then after 6 weeks with that sort of thing, you went on night duty. You'd done a fortnight. And in the morning, somewhere around about 2 o'clock, you slept in a special place just outside the galley. And if there was two of you on night duty, one would be out about 2 o'clock today, and the other one would be out 2 o'clock tomorrow, and you'd lay in there until about 5:30. Then you had to get out and put the cocoa in the copper. that had been softened down from the afternoon. It was drawn from the pusser.